It's World Giraffe Day today. Joining me to talk about these marvellous creatures and the addition of a new baby girl is Monarto Safari Park keeper Vaughan Wilson. Hi, Vaughan.
Hello there, Jenny.
Happy World Giraffe Day.
Oh, isn't it wonderful? Happy Giraffe Day, yes.
What do you love about these creatures?
Beautiful animals. Difficult to put into words because they always look like they're in slow motion, but they're very gentle-looking animals, very regal-looking animals. Can be a challenge to work with because of their size, but they're beautiful animals and they will interact with us as long as it's not something unusual. They're very cautious animals.
Right. Oh, that's interesting. I suppose they'd have to be because, you know, there's a lot of things that could potentially impact them in the wild.
Yes, and a lot of other animals also use the giraffe for that sort of information as well, because the giraffe, of course, do have very good eyesight, but they also have an advantage of being so tall as well, that they can actually see a long way. So a lot of other animals living around giraffe may often actually use the giraffe as sentry points, so often notice what the giraffe are doing. So if the giraffe aren't worried in the area, then neither do you need to be. But if the giraffe are all of a sudden looking in one direction, that's a direction you need to check out as well. So other animals actually use the giraffe too.
I had never thought of that. That's very clever. And what are some quirks and challenges of working with the species?
Well, they are a very dangerous animal, but they're very dangerous because of their size. So they're not aggressive towards us at all, but they are very cautious, as I mentioned. So if something spooks them or scares them, it's quite possible that they will just run off. So it's very dangerous for us to be working around them because we've got to make sure that if they do run off, we're not in their line of running. We wouldn't want to be run over by a giraffe. So often when we do have to work around them, we nearly always have to have, say, a vehicle in between the giraffe and us. Or when we do hand feed them, if we need to, we're actually doing it from the back of a ute. So we're actually standing up off the ground, well away from the hooves, just in case they get scared by something. But most of the time, very calm and quiet animals. Very good to work around.
What sort of activities do you do with the giraffes?
Well, giraffes are often a semi-herd animal. They like to live in a group. They're also living around a lot of other animals too. So by having them out in their enclosure with eland, ostriches and other animals in the area, that is part of their behavioural enrichment to give them the space and the interaction with other animals. But we do a lot of other things as well, giving them lots of plants, as in the browse, branches, hung up at appropriate levels, but even the things like then putting the branches on the ground. And they actually love to walk amongst those and actually scratch their hooves and their lower legs, crunching all the branches underneath them. But even the things like we'll give them tubs with diced apple and carrot inside of it. But they've actually got to stick their tongue inside this container to try and get those pieces of yummy food out. So again, it's a way of actually keeping them busy, but also making sure that their tongue keeps active, because again, that's exactly what they'd be doing in the wild. And that's what we try and promote, basically promoting the behaviour that an animal should be exhibiting.
With us at the moment, this World Giraffe Day, is Monarto keeper Vaughan Wilson. Tell us about the new girl. She was born earlier in the month to Mum Scarlet, right?
That is correct, yes. She's a bit over a week old. So a very little girl, comparatively. Still remember that when a giraffe is born, it's about 1.8 metres tall.
Oh, wow. Yep.
So, yes, the day they're born, they're already taller than most people. So they may look small because they're compared to the adult giraffe, but they're still quite a big girl. She's going quite well. A lot of the time she's just sitting down, resting, and then every now and again she'll get up and follow Mum around and occasionally gallop around as well and kick her heels up. She's doing very well with her new mum.
Oh, fabulous. And how's Scarlet doing, the mum?
She's learnt how to become a good mum now, so that's really wonderful. So, yes, she still feeds quite a lot, but even when she's feeding well away from baby, she's very cautious about where the baby is. So she's constantly checking where the baby's just sitting down and making sure there's nothing, no issues for that area.
Did she have
some... Very cautious for a good mum.
Yeah, did she have some challenges with previous babies?
Yeah, her first baby, she didn't actually know what to do with it.
Oh.
Mothering skill is something you learnt. So often it would happen in the wild as well. Here at the zoo, we were able to assist, and that was a young boy who was actually sent down to Adelaide Zoo and Ham, but he's recently come back up here as well. So he's now in our bachelor group for the giraffe safari area.
How many giraffes do you have at Monarto?
We now have 20 giraffes at Monarto, which is the highest number of any zoo in Australasia. In our two groups, so we've got the bachelor group for the giraffe safari with our males, and then our breeding group on display. So it's 11 out there as well.
Now, am I getting it wrong by saying giraffes? Are you meant to say giraffe as the plural?
Giraffe is the singular or plural. I'm not sure if there's actually any real legal requirement of what you say.
I'm not going to get arrested.
No. Again, you often say a herd of giraffe, and some people will say a tower of giraffe, but yeah, whatever you want to use works.
I like that. That makes sense, a tower, because they're so tall. And I'm sure that a lot of the work you're doing is helping in the conservation of the species around the world, right?
Correct. I mean, it wasn't really known and understood that giraffe were actually becoming a threatened species, because they do need such a larger area in the wild to survive, to be able to get enough food. And they also don't cope that well with human habitation, as in you put a fence up and a giraffe would have trouble trying to cross it. So it wasn't really realised for many years that the giraffe numbers were plummeting. It's now estimated that in the entire continent of Africa, there's probably less than 100,000 animals. And of those, of course, you're considering, since they don't start breeding until they're about four, there's probably less than 70,000 adult animals. And that's in the entire continent of Africa. Wow. So it's a bit of a worry. Certain other subspecies are still dropping. Some are maintaining or holding their own, but they really are now only common in, say, game reserves and conservation parks. So there's a lot of efforts being done to understand more about giraffe and how they basically need, or what they need in the wild to survive. So a lot of work is being done by the Giraffe Conservation Foundation, which is one of the conservation projects that we support. So a lot of the funds that we raise, say, from the giraffe safaris, where you get to hand-feed a giraffe, actually goes to conservation projects in Africa, such as the Giraffe Conservation Foundation.
Beautiful. And there's as it is World Giraffe Day, and you've got the new baby girl, you've been running a competition, and you're going to be naming her later this morning, I hear.
Yes, I get to open the envelope and read out what the name is. I don't know what it is yet, but we'll be finding out later this morning. But yeah, again, it's World Giraffe Day, which, of course, for us is the shortest day of the year or the longest night of the year.
Oh,
when
right.
you consider we're talking with the giraffe being the longest or the tallest animal. So, yeah, World Giraffe Day is the longest night of the year, or in the Northern Hemisphere, of course, the longest day of the year.
There you go. A little gimmick for you there. That's cute.
That's
well,
mm-hmm.
in about an hour's time, I will announce. I'll keep a very close eye on my emails and on the social media page that you guys have some glorious things up on the Monarto Safari Park Facebook page. Thank you so much for your time. Really lovely to talk to you on an important day, Vaughan Wilson.
Thank you very much, Jenny.